Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, oh Lord, my God, I thank you for your willingness and your readiness to help me whenever I call. I'm grateful to you, Almighty God, my God, I thank you for your willingness and your readiness to help me whenever I call upon you. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to our God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please arise, act in your sovereign authority as God to help me. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please arise and act as God in your sovereign authority to help me. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16. I'll read from the easy-to-read version, ERV. I read now. And don't forget to do good and to share what you have with others, because sacrifices like these are very pleasing to God. Full stop. Praise God. Our good and gracious God does not want anyone to pass through this world as a passive pilgrim. And no true Christian pilgrim will be passive in life. God desires and expects us to be active in doing good. Not so that we become a popular do-gooders, but we will be his representatives, his faithful agents on earth during our pilgrimage. In the community of God's children, in the fellowship of believers, we should be on the lookout for the needy, for the poor widows, the poor orphans, etc., so as to be able to help them. In addition to the sacrifices of praise, which verse 15 of this Hebrews chapter 13 admonishes us to render, these charity deeds are also well-pleasing to God. The Passion Translation of the Holy Bible renders this scripture, this Hebrews chapter 13 verse 16, more strongly and more practically. Let us see it. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, TPT version. I read, we will show mercy to the poor and not miss an opportunity to do acts of kindness for others. For these are the true sacrifices that delight God's heart. Full stop. Praise the Lord. Let no one who is a Christian, who is a believer, be a blind pilgrim who cannot see the plight of the afflicted poor, who cannot see the plight of those who are desperately in need in our midst. Let none of us be deaf to the cries of the oppressed children of God in our neighborhoods. And since we know from the Holy Bible the things that please God well, let us go ahead and do those things with enthusiasm and with pure motives. Let us make pleasing God our calling throughout our lifetime as pilgrims. Let us delight the heart of God, our God. Just imagine what it means to delight God's heart. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the opening of our eyes and our ears, for this wonderful scripture, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16, showing us another way to please you, to delight your heart. Oh Lord, may every one of us be willing to do so. Lord, may we receive the grace from you and avail ourselves of that grace. Henceforth, may we be more active in doing good, in helping the needy, the poor widows and the orphans, so that as they look up with thanksgiving to you, the blessings will be ours also. Thank you, Holy Father. To you be praise and glory. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.